Hello, Father James Kubicki here, and I'd like to share with you today something that was written by today's saint, Justin, just a little over 100 years after Jesus died and rose from the dead. See if you can tell what he's talking about. On Sundays, there is an assembly, and the memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read for as long as time allows. Then the leader delivers an address in which he admonishes and encourages us to imitate in our own lives the beautiful lessons we have heard read. Then we all stand up together and pray. When we have finished the prayer, bread and wine and water are brought up. The leader offers prayers and thanksgiving as best he can, and the people say Amen as an expression of their agreement. Then follows the distribution of the food over which the prayer of thanksgiving has been recited. We do not receive this food as ordinary bread and as ordinary drink, but just as Jesus Christ our Savior became flesh through the Word of God, we too are taught that the food over which the prayer of thanksgiving has been said is the flesh and blood of this Jesus who became flesh. There it is, Saint Justin and one of the earliest church descriptions of Sunday Mass. And doesn't it sound exactly like what we do today? We gather and listen to readings and a homily and pray together. Then bread and wine and water are brought forward and the priest offers the prayer of thanksgiving, the Eucharistic prayer. And then we receive extraordinary food, the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. How could anyone who really believes, as Christians have from the beginning, miss Sunday Mass?